Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I'm Hormuz Fatakia. The final trading day of this truncated week, but the markets are showing no signs of respite whatsoever. And you know the kind of market that you are in when the only bright spot of the day is the fact that the Nifty recovered 50 points from the lows of the day, and that too during the final minutes of the trading session. And there were plenty such intraday lows. And after a near 300 point drop on Tuesday, it was a 300 plus points drop on Wednesday, and that summarizes the state of affairs for our markets, because every minor recovery was sold into if there was a recovery. 5 days of losses now for the Nifty. This last three or four sessions have already seen almost 20 lakh crore worth of investor wealth being wiped out. So another negative day for the markets. Well, the GIFT Nifty is indicating a start in the red, but the 200 DMA for the index is an extremely crucial level that it has to defend, around about that 23,500, 23,550 mark. That is the level it has to defend. So we keep an eye out on the Nifty. 46 stocks of the index ended lower on Wednesday. 96 stocks on the mid-cap index, 96 stocks on the small-cap index. All of them ended lower yesterday. Well, it was difficult to find gainers in yesterday's trading session. Autos, realty, PSUs, every sectoral index was in the red. Most of these indices have also corrected almost 20% from their peaks. And most of these names, big wigs like Reliance Industries, Tata Steel, Adani Enterprises, have all turned negative for the year. Well, it is also the final day of the earnings season for this time around, and a lot of companies will be reporting results today. Hindustan Aeronautics, Bharat Forge, Hero Motorcorp, Delhivery, Glenmark Pharma, Bajaj Healthcare. So earnings continue. It is a final day of the earnings season, but there are lots of companies that you will have to track. Now for today's session, of course, 23,500 and that 200 DMA level becomes a very important one for the Nifty. The handover from Wall Street is nothing to inspire, because the indices closed absolutely flat. The CPI inflation figure was in line with expectations. That has boosted the case for a Fed rate cut, but that post-election rally that we saw on Wall Street is now showing signs of exhaustion. Asian markets are also weak. The GIFT Nifty, as I just mentioned, is indicating a slightly lower start. So we'll keep an eye out on if support comes in at lower levels for the index. The big change though came in late last evening, and that was possibly the story of the evening, with the F&O changes announced by the index, and as many as 45 new inclusions will be part of it. And stocks like Zomato, IRFC, SJVN, Jio Financial Services will all be included in the F&O, and analysts now believe that this inclusion might just pave the way for Jio Financial Services to be included in the Nifty when the next rejig takes place in the month of March in 2025. Earnings reactions today. Eicher Motors' numbers were weak. Margins were below expectations, and most of the other parameters too were below expectations. Torrent Power was also a weak quarter. Net profits were down 9% on a year-on-year basis. Vodafone Idea will be the one to watch out for, because the net loss widened on a sequential basis. There was a 4% revenue growth. ARPUs also increased, but that of course was anticipated because of the tariff hikes that were undertaken by the company. Garden Reach, it was a good performance from them. Revenue growth of 29%, margins also expanded. So good performance from the shipbuilders this time around. Nalco was a beat across all parameters. Margins coming in at 38.7% compared to a poll of 31%. So good going for Nalco. PI Industries, it was a muted revenue growth, but the key takeaway is that they have cut their FY25 revenue growth guidance to high single digits from their earlier guidance of 15%. So that might just prove to be the earnings accident for today. And also keep an eye out on Cipla, because the US FDA has issued a Form 483 with 8 observations for its Bengaluru-based manufacturing unit. The US FDA had inspected this unit from the 7th to the 13th of November. Plenty of stocks to keep an eye out for. It's a big day for the markets. It's the weekly expiry for the Nifty. The Nifty Bank too is not offering any form of support. Commodities are under pressure. Gold prices are under pressure. Oil prices remain steady. The dollar remains strong. So important levels to watch out for the Nifty. That 200 DMA is what you need to keep an eye out for. That's all for today. And that's all from us on this Market Buzz podcast for this truncated week. We wish you a happy weekend. And of course, greetings on the occasion of Guru Nanak Jayanti. Thank you so much for tuning in.